From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Today, the California Supreme Court overturned a ban on same-sex marriage.
It's about human dignity. It's about civil rights. It's about time in California.
San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom was jubilant more than 4 years after he ordered local officials to marry gay couples in City Hall. At that point, Newsom said he believed the ban on same-sex marriage violated California's constitution. Today, the state Supreme Court agreed with him. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Sarah Varney joins me now. Welcome, Sarah.
Thank you.
Sarah, tell me more about today's court ruling.
Well, this was a result of about 4,000 couples who married at City Hall back in 2004. The Supreme Court stepped in and put an end to those marriages and then eventually invalidated the licenses and ruled that Mayor Newsom had no authority to challenge the constitutionality of the state's marriage ban. And so as a result, the city and about two dozen couples filed a lawsuit against the state and challenged that ban.
There are very interesting oral arguments, briefs back and forth that led up to this ruling. Did the court reveal the justification for the ruling?
They did. And I was at the oral argument several months ago, and this was really the crux of it, was whether or not gay couples have a fundamental right to marry a person of their own choice. And the court then, during oral arguments, talked very much about this 1948 decision by the same court, which overturned a ban on interracial marriages in California. And the court said that gay couples are very much like black and white couples, that they do have the fundamental right to marry the person of their own choice. They also said that the state can no longer justify having separate institutions for gay men and lesbians and for heterosexual couples, that to do so implies this second-class status, and that the state really has a long tradition of supporting gay rights, and this is the last holdout in civil rights for gay men and women, and so it needs to grant this final institution to them.
Sarah, what happens now?
In about 30 days, couples in California will be able to walk into their local courthouse and get married. So it will take about 30 days for this ruling to take effect.
Could this ruling have implications for other states around the country?
It could in this way. When Massachusetts allowed same-sex marriage, they specifically said only residents of Massachusetts could get married in Massachusetts. The court here in California didn't say that. So anybody can come from outside of California and get married here in California. The big question is what will happen when those people go back to their home states. If their home states have constitutional bans against same-sex marriage, most folks are saying there's no real question there. The states won't recognize it. But if there isn't a ban against same-sex marriage in their state and somebody walks into their work office and they ask their employer to now recognize their husband or their new wife, what will happen then? So a lot of people are predicting that there'll just be many, many lawsuits that come out of this decision.
How are the opponents reacting to the ruling?
They're very disappointed, as you might imagine. They are saying that this is a warning to other states, though, that are considering granting even some civil rights to gay men and women. They say that this is sort of a slippery slope. And for those people who have said, oh, you can award health insurance or adoption to gay couples, that people should look to this California court as a warning, they say, because ultimately this court here in California did say we've got this long line of cases behind us where we have granted health insurance, adoption, all those sorts of things. So you can no longer deny marriage.
Sarah Varney is with member station KQED in San Francisco. Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you.
And at our website, you can read an overview of laws on gay marriage, civil unions, and domestic partnerships across the U.S. You can also learn about pending court battles. That's all at npr.org.